Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's been over a month now that you've been back, been at it. How are you feeling now? Do you feel fully into it? Are you still trying to get back into it? Or how's it going for you? Because it was such a long time that you had to rehab.
Yeah, it was a long time, but it's going well. It's obviously great to be back. It's great to have, I don't know how many games it's been, around 15 or so. I'm not sure exactly, but it's great to get that stretch under my belt. And, yeah, I feel good out there. Probably the same. I'm not sure when the last time we talked was, but I don't think there's been a ton of changes the last 10 games, between games 5 and now. Feel pretty good. I still think I can take another step, but the rust is off and I'm feeling good out there.
It's almost like you just finished training camp, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Yeah.
How do you look? I look at the last few games, and Uko's only given up like 3 goals in 4 games. And you as a team, not just Uko, but you as a team. But yet you only are 2-2 in those games. It's almost like, wow. I mean, they're playing so well defensively. How did they not win? You know, how have you looked at that stretch where the defense has improved so much, but yet you still can't get over the hump?
Yeah, I mean, it's a positive. I think the defense is where it's at. Obviously, Uko's been unbelievable and been a huge reason why we've, been good defensively. But, it's not, like you said, we're 2-2 in the last 4. I mean, we'd like to win every game, but, I thought we gave ourselves a great chance against Tampa. And, like you said, it's frustrating not being able to get those 2 points when you feel like you should or you could. But I think the only thing we can do is keep trying to get better, keep giving ourselves chances every night, and hopefully the wins come more than they have.
How do you as young players keep frustration out? Because you're used to scoring goals, Dylan's used to scoring goals, JJ, I can go right down the line, Alex, Tage, you're all used to scoring goals.
Yeah.
It's not happening for you right now, so how do you keep that frustration out of the game and just keep moving?
Yeah, you know what? There's no secret. I don't have a secret trick. Like, it sucks. You want to score. Everyone wants to score more to help the team. And when it's not happening, like I said, there's no secret trick. You just got to put your head down and keep doing the things that'll create the results.
As you said, you wish it was better. I mean, I'm sure you would have liked to have a better homestand, but now you go on the road, go to California for 3 games. What is the approach now as you leave home and head out there?
Yeah, the approach is the same as always. We got to go out there and get some wins. We got to play our game. We know what we know how we have to play to be successful. So that's going to be the mindset to play our game. And we're confident if we can do that, we'll come away with wins.
I asked JJ and Dylan about this. A lot of nights, you guys are the best line out there, but maybe the puck's not going into the net for you. Did the 3 of you just get together and say, if we continue to do this, it will turn?
Yeah, I think so, in a sense. I think we have the same feeling at times. We feel like we're playing really well. We're even dominating some nights, but we're not scoring. We'll feel like we dominated a night and we don't have any we don't put up any goals for the team. So it is frustrating, but I think as we mature as players and as a line, as we get a little older, we'll start finding that production. So it's same as the earlier question, just kind of head down and keep working away at it.
What do you do? 2 of those 3 teams you haven't played yet this year, Los Angeles and Anaheim. I know you get a bit of a game plan to the other team. Is it more what you're going to do in games like that when you play teams that you don't play very often?
Absolutely, yeah. It's about us. It's about us and how we have to play. We're not gonna, you know, change anything for them. We gotta do what makes us great.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.